After Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's reconciliation with the Allpress Red Church Espresso Blend, I just had to go back to the Workshop Coffee Cult of Dawn version 12, which I tried yesterday after 5 days off the roast, and I think it just needed one more day to mature a bit more, to get more of that body out of it. And it is such a different bean to work with than the Red Church Espresso Blend. It's unbelievable. Now, the Workshop version 12 Cult of Dawn is a single origin. It is 100% Kenyan bean. And of course, their roasting style is totally different. They're kind of more of the third generation roasters who try and leave more of the bean inside of the bean, so they don't take the roast quite as far. They're very sophisticated. Every roast is sophisticated, obviously, in their roasting style. And Richard Shannon of Workshop Coffee is pretty dedicated, I would say, to his craft and to just getting out of the bean the real fruitiness, the juiciness, the sweetness, getting no roast flavor in it whatsoever. And the Cult of Dawn is obviously, in relation to the manifesto that it is, pushing the limits, never being happy with what they have, just pushing and trying to get better and better and better. And I mean, although they keep the name of their house espresso as the Cult of Dawn with their manifesto, over the years now, the 2 years they've been open, they've established themselves in 2011. Here in London, they have progressed and they've just pushed the limits more and more and more. So version 12, a single origin from Kenya. And it is so juicy and so orange-like. And I've had it obviously at Workshop Coffee last Thursday when I visited again. And I'm not totally 100% happy with my extraction, only because it has yielded me just that little bit too much liquid fluid. However, I am going to put my lips to that and see if it has more body than yesterday. I think it is, because just watching the extraction, it might just be that. I mean, it is quite beautiful, and there is no way of getting away from this kind of juicy blood orange, because it's got this sweetness as well in it. It's just a delicious, delicious espresso. Light on the palate, still quite velvety, so I think it has gained in body. Now, I've been very, very fine on the grind, and I have two little micro increments that I can still push it finer. Now, from what I remembered Ben telling me, it has to kind of, you know, they yield quite a bit. In 32 seconds, they yield 32 grams of fluid. Sometimes they go up to 34, yielding kind of 34. So in between, I was on 33 seconds and I yielded 36 grams. So just a bit too much, which probably I can help out with it, just pushing that grind just a little bit finer. I've actually also taken it to 20 grams of dose, whereas they keep it at 19. I think with the Sinesso, you can just do that pre-infusion that this coffee probably needs. It needs to just sit in the basket with a bit of water infusing just a little bit longer. And of course, with the R58, I can't really do this, which is a shame. But it has kind of sat in there about 5 seconds before it actually started to drip very slowly from the naked porter filter into my shot glass. So I don't really know what I can do to just slow that down just a little bit more. Don't want to overdose it more than I have, but I think I can get something a bit more heavier, if that's the right word, out of this extraction. But the taste itself is absolutely delicious. Now, day and night, of course, to the Red Church Espresso Blend, which has also got a spot in my heart Definitely, especially when you add milk to it. So if you're into that more dark chocolatey, then that's for you. If you're for something that's a bit lighter, brighter, and as an espresso, it is just so interesting. It just takes you on that journey. And the feeling it leaves you on the palate is so lingering and so nice. And it's got a bit of zestiness and juiciness and sweetness on it, which is just delicious. I still haven't put milk to it. Don't know if I will today, because I've had quite a few espressi already, different coffees, but it is just lovely. And maybe, just maybe another day, we'll add more dimension. It's maybe a bit too gassy still. These beans that are roasted lighter just need to rest a little longer as well to degas more. But, you know, it is just beautiful. And again, I mean, I know I'm repeating myself with my fascination for all the variety that you can get out of coffees. Now, the workshop Cult of Dawn is just beautiful.